Healthcare spending reached $4.5 trillion in the United States in 2022. A new class action lawsuit alleges Humana used an algorithm to deny care to Medicare Advantage patients. And WW, formerly known as Weight Watchers, unveils its new telehealth service to prescribe blockbuster weight loss drugs. It's Friday, December 15th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines in health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less. Healthcare spending reached $4.5 trillion in the United States last year, according to a new analysis from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Office of the Actuary. CMS found that in 2022, healthcare spending grew 4.1%, which was a faster rate of growth compared to 2021's 3.2%. However, last year paled in comparison to 2020's growth rate of 10.6%. According to the report, 2022 saw strong growth in Medicaid and private health insurance spending. However, the authors note that last year's spending growth was offset by a decline in federal spending associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. For example, funding to the health sector through programs like the Provider Relief Fund and the Paycheck Protection Program was the highest in the initial year of the pandemic, at nearly $175 billion in 2020, compared to just $2 billion last year. Due to the drop in federal spending, last year's growth rate was more in line with the pre-pandemic average growth rate of 4.4%. Both Medicare and Medicaid spending increased last year at 5.9% and 9.6%, respectively. Hospital spending increased 2.2% to $1.4 trillion. Private health insurance spending grew 5.9% to $1.3 trillion. And patient out-of-pocket spending increased 6.6% to more than $471 billion. Healthcare's portion of the overall U.S. economy dipped somewhat in 2022. Last year, it accounted for 17.3% of the gross domestic product, a slight decrease compared to 2021, when it accounted for 18.2%. In June, CMS's Office of the Actuary released a report that projected that the nation's healthcare spending would exceed $7 trillion, or nearly 20% of the nation's GDP, by 2031. A new class action lawsuit alleges that health insurer Humana uses an artificial intelligence algorithm to wrongfully deny care for its Medicare Advantage beneficiaries. The lawsuit was filed against the nation's second-largest MA insurer on Tuesday in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Kentucky. It alleges that Humana has been using an artificial intelligence tool called NH Predict to determine how long a patient needs to be in post-acute care, and alleges that the tool regularly ignored physicians' recommendations. According to the plaintiffs, the model determines Humana's MA beneficiaries' coverage criteria in rehabilitation settings with what's described as rigid and unrealistic predictions for recovery, and also alleges that it has a high error rate. Moreover, the suit alleges that though Humana employees had discretion to deviate from the model's predictions, they were disciplined or terminated when they did so. Other major U.S. health insurers are facing similar legal challenges. In November, plaintiffs filed a class action lawsuit against United Health Group, which acquired NH Predict developer Navi Health in 2020 over its use of the same AI model. And Cigna is currently being sued in a California federal court over its alleged use of another AI algorithm called PXDX to batch deny claims, and recently faced a congressional inquiry over the program following an investigation by ProPublica. Members of WW, the company previously known as Weight Watchers, can now access weight loss drugs via telehealth appointments. In April, WW finalized its acquisition of telehealth company Sequence in a deal worth an estimated $132 million. Sequence was a subscription-based telehealth company focused on clinical weight management and connected consumers with physicians who were able to prescribe glucagon-like peptide 1 agonist drugs like Novo Nordisk's semaglutide. At the time of purchase, Sequence had a subscription base of around 24,000 members. The new service for WW members is now called Weight Watchers Clinic and costs $99 per month for subscribers. WW clinicians will be able to prescribe certain patients with GLP-1 drugs labeled specifically for chronic weight management, like Wegovy, a higher dosage of semaglutide, which is also used for type 2 diabetes treatment under the brand name Ozempic, as well as Eli Lilly's Zepbound, the brand name for tirzepatide, which is sold under the brand name Mounjaro for diabetes treatment as well. Clinicians can also prescribe other weight loss medications for those who don't qualify for GLP-1 drugs. WW also launched a GLP-1 behavioral program Thursday for members on the medications, regardless of who prescribed them. Unlike WW's traditional point system for weight loss, this new program supports participants to sustain health habits while their appetites are reduced, including ensuring adequate nutrition and hydration, as well as providing activity recommendations to minimize the loss of muscle mass. GLP-1 drugs have had a banner year. Consumer demand has been exceptionally high, and this demand, as well as supply chain issues, have led to drug shortages. And beyond their diabetes and weight loss applications, studies have shown that these drugs have the potential to reduce renal failure and severe cardiovascular events among people with type 2 diabetes. The Department of Health and Human Services unveiled a set of proposed penalties in October for healthcare providers that engage in so-called information blocking, which is a practice that interferes with, prevents, or discourages the access, exchange, or use of electronic health information and is banned by the 21st Century Cures Act. On Monday, National Coordinator for Health Information Technology, Mickey Tripathi, joins me to talk more about the penalties and what information blocking looks like among healthcare organizations. Be sure to join us. This is Gist Healthcare Daily. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the program. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Weekly Gist. The Gist Healthcare podcast is an independent production of Gist Healthcare, a Kauffman Hall company.